This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Leading us a prayer today is Pastor Wexler, and I will be leading the pledge.
The Lord be with you. Gracious God, as we come before you today, Lord, we enter into this space under very unique circumstances, circumstances that we have not had to face before. So give us diligence in our discernment. Remind us of our role in this matter. Give us wisdom and discernment as we continue and prepare for the days ahead in June. But in this time, Lord, also help us practice grace. Help us to receive your peace that surpasses understanding. And Lord, may your work and your will be done, and may we be the agents that do that for you. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Boland, Breitling, Kamak, Castleberry, Crabtree, Kerr, Diedrich, Duhamel, Duvall, Foster, Freimuller, Greenfield, Heinert, Hunoff, Johns, Johnson, Klum, Colbeck, Maher, Nessebe, Nordstrup, Otten, Roll, Rush, Schoenbeck, Shanefish, Smith, Stalzer, Steinhauer, Sutton, Simmons, Tobin, Wheeler, Wick, and Zickman. Mr. President, we have a quorum.
Thank you. Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the first day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Senator Schoenbeck, Chair.
Is there a second? Comments on that motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted House Resolution 7002, Articles of Impeachment relative to the conduct of Jason Roundsburg, Attorney General, which was transmitted to the members of the Senate on April 12, 2022. Respectfully submitted, Patricia Miller, Chief Clerk.
Motions and resolutions.
Senate Resolution 701, a Senate resolution providing that the Senate of the State of South Dakota resolve itself into a court of impeachment. Senate Resolution 702, a resolution establishing the Senate rules for the impeachment trial of Attorney General Jason Roundsburg.
SR 701 and SR 72 have been, the resolutions had their first reading and are now being assigned. They're being assigned to Senate Legislative Procedure. Okay, we'll be at ease. Senate will come to order. There being no objection, we'll revert to order of business 5, reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, the Committee on Senate Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that it has had the following under consideration and returns the same with the following recommendations. Senate Resolution 701 and Senate Resolution 702 be amended, and that as so amended, they be adopted. Respectfully submitted. Senator Schoenbeck, Chair.
Comments? Consideration reports of committees.
Senator Kamak moves that the reports on the Standing Committee on Legislative Procedure on Senate Resolutions 701 and 702 be adopted.
Comments on that motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Motions and resolutions.
Senate Resolution number 701. A resolution providing that the Senate of the State of South Dakota resolve itself into a court of impeachment. Senator Kamak moves that Senate Resolution 701 be placed on the calendar for immediate consideration pursuant to Special Rule number 5.
Comments on that motion? All in favor of that motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Senator Wheeler moves that Senate Resolution 701 be adopted.
Comments? Is there a second? Comments on the Wheeler motion? Senator Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the body, Senate Resolution 701 is the first of two resolutions we have to organize ourselves to complete the job of an impeachment trial. It is a relatively short resolution that does exactly what it says. By adopting this resolution, we will resolve ourselves into a court of impeachment. We will set the trial date to begin on June 21st, and we will also formally summons Attorney General Jason Raunsberg to appear by personally or by counsel on that date and also to file his written answer. It is a simple, straightforward resolution that begins our process. I ask you to adopt it. Thank you.
Further remarks? Any further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is Senator Wheeler's motion that SR 701 be adopted. Members in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Boland.
Aye.
Breitling.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Castleberry.
Aye.
Crabtree.
Aye.
Curd. Excuse. Diedrich.
Aye.
Duhamel.
Aye.
Duvall.
Foster's
excused. Fry Mueller excused. Greenfield.
Aye.
Heinert excused. Hunoff.
Aye.
Johns.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Klum.
Aye.
Kolbeck.
Aye.
Maher. Excused. Nessebe.
Aye.
Norstrup.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Roll.
Aye.
Rush.
Aye.
Schoenbeck.
Aye.
Shanefish.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Stalzer.
Aye.
Steinhauer.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Simmons.
Aye.
Tobin.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye.
Wick.
Aye.
Zickman.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 30 yeas, 5 excused.
So the motion having received an affirmative vote of the majority of members elect, the President declares the motion carried. SR 701 is adopted, and the Senate has now resolved into a court of impeachment.
Senate Resolution 702, a resolution establishing the Senate rules for the impeachment trial of Attorney General Jason Raunsberg. Senator Kamak moves that Senate Resolution 702 be placed on the calendar for immediate consideration pursuant to Special Rule number 5.
Second. Comments on that motion? Hearing none, members in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Senator Schoenbeck moves that Senate Resolution 702 be adopted.
Second. Comments on that motion? Senator Schoenbeck.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the body. This is both a constitutionally mandated historic and unfortunate situation that brings us all together here to do that task that we're called upon to do. You have before you the resolution that sets out the rules of procedure. I want to thank those senators who began over a year ago with the initial draft, gleaning rules from other states. And I've said it before, the good news is that we don't have any rules for impeachment in South Dakota because we never needed them. The bad news is we don't have any rules for impeachment, and we need them. So this is the best effort of 400 different paths that could be taken to create a fair opportunity for the interests of the state of South Dakota under the Constitution, for the interests of the Attorney General as the respondent, and for the members of the Senate in fulfilling their rules to do our duty and sit as a trial of impeachment. I have a high degree of confidence that all of the senators will be here to fulfill that responsibility. I'm very confident of that. I also want to, by the way, thank John McCullough from the Legislative Research Council staff who helped do this. There, you know, we're going to all be asked a lot of questions. I mean, this is, there isn't anything that we've dealt with as legislators. Video lottery was a big debate, hog farms, all of them, nothing is going to generate as many questions and create as many challenges in trying to answer those questions for the members of this body as any other issue you've seen. And I have the high degree of confidence that you will all do your very best to answer those questions. These rules are designed to be a very simple and fair process. And it is critically important that people understand this is not a criminal trial. This is not a civil trial. Sometimes words that we will use in a trial of impeachment have the same meaning as words that are used when you see a trial on TV. The word relevance, for example. But they don't all mean the same thing here. And we trust that the President of the Senate will preside and handle this, again, historic and unfortunate event. I wanted to comment on just a couple of other matters, maybe one in particular. Not every state has a burden of proof in the rules because there really isn't one in an impeachment trial, at least not in the sense that you think of in a civil or criminal trial. This would be a short statement of what each of us is called to do. A vote to sustain an article of impeachment is a vote that the article is true and that the article constitutes an impeachable offense. I would go a little farther and describe what each of us is going to be called upon to do this way. I think each senator should make the decision on the impeachment questions based upon how they view the evidence and the performance of their duties as a state senator and with regard to the oath of office they took to perform those duties. This is neither a criminal or civil legal proceeding. It's a constitutionally prescribed impeachment trial that you serve on and decide pursuant to your election to the office of state senate, and you should decide it as you see appropriate in fulfilling the duties of your office. And I have every confidence that each of you will perform those duties appropriately. These rules are designed to facilitate that process. I won't go through them all here. They were reviewed in detail in legislative procedures. I just would add one little caveat, and that is in the rule where you can, after you've reviewed the evidence outside of it's going to be posted online for the public and everybody to see, then you're expected to be doing that work before you get here because it would make no sense to have everybody reading those reports or having them introduced and read to us on the floor of the state senate. There is a provision in Rule 3-1 sub 3 that asks you, if you have questions, to submit those to the President of the Senate. The theory behind that is that if you do that, something you didn't quite understand or want to know about, they will then be transmitted, those questions, to the counsel for each side, and it gives them a chance to, when they're doing their opening statements or presenting their evidence, to try and hit the things that all of you, or some of you, have concerns about. I would ask that when you have those questions, if you would email those to John McCullough at the Legislative Research Council, he will see that they are transmitted to the president of the Senate, don't be driving to Union Center and dropping them off at the farmhouse. So it doesn't say in the rules, but if you would, please email them to John McCullum.
It's Ranch House, actually.
Ranch House. Wrong side of the river. Having said that, I hope that the questions each of you had about the procedures have been answered, and I would hope you would support this resolution. Thank you.
Further remarks on the Schoenbeck motion? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is Senator Schoenbeck motion that SR 702 be adopted. Members in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Boland.
Aye.
Breitling.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Castleberry.
Aye.
Crabtree.
Aye.
Diedrich.
Aye.
Duhamel.
Aye.
Duvall.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Heinert. It's excused. Hunoff.
Aye.
Johns.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Klum.
Aye.
Kolbeck.
Aye.
Maher, excuse, Nessebe,
aye.
Nordstrup,
aye.
Otten,
aye.
Roll,
aye.
Rush,
aye.
Schoenbeck,
aye.
Shanefish,
aye.
Smith,
aye.
Stalzer,
aye.
Steinhauer,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Simmons,
aye.
Tobin,
aye.
Wheeler,
aye.
Wick,
aye.
Zickman, Mr. President, there are 30 yeas, 5 excused.
So the motion having received an affirmative vote of the majority of members elect, the President declares the motion carried and SR 702 is adopted. We will be at ease for a couple minutes. We need to get the resolutions back. They are required to be signed in open session. So be at ease. These resolutions need to be signed in open session. President is signing Senate Resolution 701. President signing Senate Resolution 702. Madam Secretary.
Senator Kamak moves that the Senate Court of Impeachment do now recess until June 21st, 2022 at 8 a.m. Central Time.
Comments on that motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Senate is in recess.